Imagine if you were born blind and never knew light or color. Then, through some miraculous operations, doctors are able to give you sight. This has been done and is being done. And we know how a person reacts when he opens his eyes for the first time and sees light and color. And it might surprise you. One expert said the patient finds the experience painful. He reports only a spinning mass of light and colors. He can't recognize what the objects are. He has no conception of space with objects in it and takes a very long time, in fact, a year, to learn to recognize objects by sight. His brain has not been trained in the rules of seeing. Well, after I read that the first time a few years ago, I spent a lot of time pondering on the story we heard today about Jesus healing the blind man and how this blind man was able to do so much more. Jesus doesn't make his eyes work. Jesus gives him sight and all that goes with it. Well, the Pharisees in the gospel today have eyes that work, but they don't have sight to see the truth. We have before us a story about those who think they can see, but are truly blind. When after the healing takes place on the Sabbath, confusion reigns. This can't be the blind guy that used to sit and beg, and so on. And then they drag him to the Pharisees, and now confusion conquers all. The law says thou shalt keep the Sabbath holy, one Pharisee says. Look at the facts. This Jesus fellow pretended to work a miracle on the Sabbath day. Therefore, he's a sinner and cannot have come from God. Another finishes the thought. So he certainly could not work a miracle. And then they make up a rule for themselves. Anyone who now can see must always have been able to see. Let's go get proof, they say. His family must know he was never blind. They run and find the parents. But these reply blandly that their son certainly had been blind since he was born. Who can understand such a cure? Not you or me, if we are protecting our place in the world. So they go back to the man with a new strategy. They pretend that they believe in the cure and are fascinated by it. They pose a cynical question. How did this Jesus accomplish such a wonderful miracle? The blind man's tart reply is, I told you already, and you didn't listen. Do you need to hear it again, or do you want to be his disciple too? The Pharisees are outraged, and they begin insulting the man. Why are these Pharisees so impassioned? Well, because they will lose their power and their wealth and their control if Jesus actually has divine power. He will take over. So they have to blind themselves to the truth. Or else. What is the truth? Simply, Jesus has given not only the ability to see, but depth of sight to a man born without it. He truly is God. And this is why the fellow was blind in the first place, Jesus tells us, so that the works of God could be made seeable. Does the man accept this? I do believe, he says. His heart has been healed as well. Who can understand such a cure? Not the Pharisees, not you or me, if we're protecting our place and status in the world. They lusted for control over others, for respect, and for self-will. They are the ones who need spittle on their souls so that they will see clearly. And so do we. Surely, if we were given the chance, we would act the same way. And that's why this long gospel is presented now, during Lent, the time of preparation. Those preparing for baptism, those preparing to make a profession of faith, you and I, are all preparing for a still greater healing at Easter. And we need to start washing out our souls to see it. Jesus will suffer from the world's blindness and will die from it. But the world, by killing him, will be healed from death and suffering, from hate and fear, healed by events that began with hatred itself. Jesus descended into darkness in order to open our eyes to a love stronger than the dark. We have a Lord and a Savior who wants to open our eyes, and he will if we invite him in, if we ask him, and then trust what he shows you. It will be for you a gift. It will heal your heart. So whether we live in the light or in the dark, it's in our hands.